thank you very much. I have never felt so welcome in my life anywhere. From the time we pulled into the parking lot out there, you all have certainly made me feel quite at home. My name is Starhawk Jordan, and I'm a minister, an ordained minister. I am also the wife of this wonderful man over here who takes very good care of me. We take care of each other now. After 35 years, we've learned how to do it. And I've had quite a wonderful life, an absolutely wonderful life. My grandmother and great-grandmother raised me. My great-grandmother was a Baptist, and my grandmother was a Presbyterian. And my mother, who didn't care for me too much, didn't have a whole lot to do with me, and she was a Methodist. So this is my way of getting revenge. There are over 565 recognized tribes in the United States right now. And in thinking about coming here today, I had all kinds of choices of what I could wear. I could have worn regalia. But I'd rather you come to a powwow and see me in regalia. I could have worn my robes. But I brought all that warm weather yesterday when I came up, and I didn't think I was going to need that today. So instead, I decided to dress just the way everybody else dresses, because I'm today hidden in plain sight. The way we have survived in this country is by hiding in plain sight. I'm a mixture of tribes. Some you may have heard of and some you may not. My great-grandmother was Rappahannock and Gengaskin, and her people were the last ones to be removed from the last reservation on the Delmarva Peninsula in Virginia. And the other side of my family was Cherokee and Mohawk. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other nations all mixed in there somewhere. We have a saying, it's Matakiosin, and it means we're all related. And I think if you did my DNA, you'd find I'm about 98% Native American and 2% Caucasian. And I celebrate both. Most Native Americans now, you don't realize how you have so many here in your own congregation, because we all are hidden in plain sight. It's very easy for Native Americans to accept Christianity because it's so much like the core beliefs of the Native family. We don't have a word for war, but we also don't have a word for religion, because we don't go to church on Sunday and Wednesday or Thursday and Easter and Christmas. We go to church 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. We wake in the morning, and the first thing we do is we look out and we thank God for giving us another day. And we ask Him to please show our path so that we can walk the best walk we can walk that day in teaching and in sharing and serving the community and teaching the world about our loving God. We go through the day in prayer, and it is such a marvelous thing. You know, it's just to be able to be one with God 24/7. I mean, you're here in church. I know God's with you, and He's in your heart. But sometimes we have to go to work to earn a living. And when you're at work, it's so hard to be in prayer, to be practicing your religion while you're at work. But it can be done, because me tell you a native story. May loves this story. This is the spring, and I'm sure you've been seeing the robins out in the yard. And the robin wasn't always a redbreast. At one time, the robin was just a plain little brown bird. And God came to this land, and he was followed by evil men who wanted to twist his words and make them their words and their way of life, which was not what God intended. So God goes to the creatures and he says, I've got to hide. I've got to hide from that evil there. Where can I hide? And the buffalo said, oh, you can ride on my back. I'm big and I'm strong, and if evil gets close, I will gore him with my horns. No, that's not going to suit me. I can't do that. And animal after animal approached God and offered to protect him. And he kept turning them all down. And this little brown bird was the last one to approach. And he stood before God and he says, I tell you the safest place for you, God. And he lifted up his foot and he put his claws in his chest and he ripped open his chest and he pointed and he says, here in my heart. And God went into that robin's heart and he closed up the wound that he had made, and the robin now has a red breast. Because the secret to faith is, and how to carry it with you all the time, is to have it in your heart. You have it in your heart, you can't get depressed. Oh, you're going to get sick. I'm proof of that. But I figure God hasn't given me anything yet that he didn't think I could handle with his help. So even though I'm not supposed to be alive, I'm here. Even though I'm not supposed to be able to stand, I'm standing. I'm not supposed to be able to walk, but I stumble around. I think I do pretty good to be 73 years old. And if you come to a powwow and I'm there, you're probably going to see me out in the circle, which is the native church, praying and walking around with all the dancers, because when the dancers dance, they're praying. We have specialty dancers. May had pictures of some of them that specifically pray for you. If you have a certain illness, you can go to them and they will pray for you. But it's just a wonderful life. I have had a remarkably wonderful, happy life, and it all comes because I was raised in a church by a family that donated land to Francis McKemmy, the founder of the Presbyterian Church in the United States. And if you go to Francis McKemmy Park down on the eastern shore of Maryland, you'll see a plaque thanking my family for the donation of the land. So if you have any questions and you see me and you'd like to ask, I'm open. There are no stupid questions. The children, I know, wanted to stay. I was going to introduce them so you would know which ones were my grandchildren. They're snuck upstairs. There's my grandson, Lucas. There's my granddaughter, Journey. My other granddaughter, Ava. And this afternoon service, there will be a whole bunch more grandchildren coming. So, see, we're hidden in plain sight. I just live a long ways away, but I love coming up here for them. And thank you so much for having me today. And I hope I have alleviated some questions about the Native Americans. You know that Christianity is our official religion. We're not rich by any means. There are casinos, but you would be amazed at what the income the Native Americans get from the casinos. They don't work in them. And most people that are registered with the government get about $500-$600 a year. And that's it. Through the Methodist Church are great. The ministry that they have helping the elderly is absolutely fantastic. And if you are acquainted with the ministry out in South Dakota and North Dakota and Montana, you will know they provide the propane heat for the elders out there, because we have elders that freeze to death every winter. Out there on the reservation, the housing is limited. And the few lucky ones that have trailers they live in case you're wondering where those trailers came from, they are the trailers that FEMA condemned because they were unsafe to live in when they had put them up for New Orleans when they had the flood down there. And they were supposed to be disposed of. And they did. They disposed of them on the reservations for the Native people to live in. And that's what they're living in. The ministry out there with the Methodist Church also provides food for them. It's kind of basic food. My best suggestion to you is, if you wanted to make a donation to any of the Native reservations, to do it through the church or the missions that's closest to the reservation. Unfortunately, the politics on the reservations is much like the politics in Washington. The money doesn't filter down to the poor. So if you're going to make a donation, do it that way. We have a truck that goes out once or twice a year where we take school supplies, book bags for the kids, boots, gloves. Oh, at Christmas time, it's great. Put up a Christmas tree and have people bring in kids' gloves and pin them to the tree and then box them up and send them to the school. St. Joseph's School in South Dakota is wonderful. So I thank you for having me. Thank you very much. And I hope I haven't confused anybody. Are you confused? All right. And I noticed all these little things that you did to make me feel at home. You know, like the music director. Where did she go? Oh, there she is. Did a marvelous job, too. Thank you for taking good care of my grandkids when I'm not around. And keep them straight. And let them know the joy of having Christ and God with you 24/7. And we hug a lot. The next time you see me, I'm going to be hugging all of you. We'll give you a chance. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. My guess is many of us have heard, if not the first scripture, the second one, at least once, right? Most of us have heard this scripture about consider the lilies, consider the... Did we ever stop to consider the ravens? Was that first scripture a surprise to you? How did God care for this mighty prophet? God asks a lot of Elijah, so God's got to take care of this guy. How does God do that? Did you ever notice before that the ravens are the ones that bring the food to Elijah? Did we ever really consider the brook was his only source of water that God provided through those natural things? Did we ever pay attention to? Did we ever consider the ravens? I mean, it's right out of Jesus' mouth. Consider the ravens. They're a lesson, like many of his other parables. Consider this little mustard seed. When he wants to tell us about God, he says, well, you know, watch the guy sowing seed in his field. Some of it falls on rocky ground. Some of it's with thorns. Do we ever consider to the extent and the depth the way Jesus did? This whole around us, the whole world, the whole others, the things that we just are hidden in plain sight. That's where Jesus keeps finding God, hidden in plain sight. Those of you who have come to talk with me one-on-one have heard me use this example, probably at least once, maybe more. Can you and I see our own nose on our own face clearly? Go ahead and try. It's there somewhere, but it's blurry. It's just blurry. I need you who are close enough and yet to see it clearly. We don't notice things right in front of our faces. And that's where Jesus keeps saying, that's where we find God. The native gift is that we're reminded everything's included. I'm so glad you mentioned it because I was going to bring it up. There is no separate word for religion because religion is not separate from life. God is not separate from life. God is not separate from us. That's the sin. We think God is away or we're away from God. Can't happen. That's the gift that we celebrate today. I'm going to ask us to do something that you very likely never expected you would do. How many of you here would consider yourself you've got rhythm? A few. How many would say you don't have a sense of rhythm? So how many of you are drummers and percussionists? Well, I'm going to tell you that in this one way, you are all spiritual rhythm keepers. So I'm going to invite you to join me this morning. And you can tap on your lap, you can tap on a hymnal, you can tap on the pew in front of you, just not on the person's head or shoulder, please. I'm going to ask us all to be as one. Just as we did when we prayed the Lord's Prayer, we were one heart and one voice. I'm going to ask us to use these, because all of rhythm means we've got to use these. We've got to listen to each other. This is an incredible expression of a church. A drum is a symbol of the circle. Those of us who wear wedding bands, that is a symbol of eternal love. And there's only one, capital O, who gives us eternal love, and that's God. Period. Circle includes everything. It's unbroken. So what I'm going to ask us to do, try. You don't have to be a drummer. Is, can we all come together in keeping a simple beat? And it's simple, straightforward. Ask you to join me. You can clap it, sure, whatever you want to do. Now, as we go along, listen all around the sanctuary. Let's see how close we can come to one beat, not with all of us separate, but we're closer. Now you keep going like that. I'm going to add one thing, and I think it'll be immediately recognizable. Doing as one. What does that phrase mean? You see two young lovers and their hearts beat as one. Is that not a wonderful example of the circle of the church, the body of Christ? Way more than all of us here this morning. The whole, all included. In the name of the Christ, thank you for being a part of this great circle. Amen.